Hi, everyone.
Hello. Welcome back. This is Too Niche.
I'm Laura.
I'm Elizabeth.
And today we're doing something we've never done before. We're giving you the official 2023 Too Niche holiday gift guide.
Are you ready for it? What is there to say about a gift guide in 2023?
Everyone has one. You're literally nobody if you haven't offered or published a gift guide. So why not just like independently release our own?
Yeah, we might as well throw our hat in the ring. Even though I'm just feeling like shopping in this era right now, it's just all kind of hack.
Nothing is ever going to really make you feel alive that you buy this unfortunate truth. You might get a hit of dopamine. You might feel alive for 1 second when you push buy now. You might get a thrill or a high from overspending and then get a low from overspending and then get a little stress that keeps you motivated to continue your hustle, figuring out how you're going to pay off that credit card bill and not get charged interest.
That's right.
So that can keep you on your toes in a fun way. But the unfortunate truth is that you will never be able to buy the thing that makes you love yourself and feel fulfilled.
And that's just important to remember throughout this conversation.
You can give to other people gifts that will make them feel loved and fulfilled.
Yes. Hence why the gift guide
slaps. Yeah. And is a great thing.
I was looking over all of my options, all my selects, and I'm going to come into this saying we're budget friendly in mind, with the exception of maybe one or two higher ticket items, maybe three. Also, this is like, if I had to name this, this is like cozy creative girly or guy.
Okay, I love that. I'm not budget friendly in mine. Maybe one thing is, I'm realizing.
Okay, cool.
Depending on what you consider budget friendly to be, but it's good to have a high-low mix.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm coming from a place of like, what can you get people that they wouldn't normally get themselves, but would feel like spoiled or thrilled to receive?
That's a really good place to launch pad from. I am coming from a place of things I personally have or personally want.
Mm-hmm.
So I personally have that
also as well.
Elevate my soul, and therefore I can give the EK stamp of approval on, mm-hmm. or something that caught my eye and I go, I want that, or I know would bring joy and I would feel cool because I gave it somebody else.
Totally.
And that's really what a gift guide's for.
Mm-hmm. To feel the thrill.
Something.
Yeah, to feel something. To feel the thrill of showing love for another person and for them to feel loved and seen by your gift. Because there is nothing worse than receiving a gift where you're like, oh my God, this person does not understand me.
Right.
And, or what I'm about. And it actually feels like more alienating. I would sometimes rather not get a gift at all than get a bad gift.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm really like, do.
You really didn't have to do this. This actually made me question everything.
Like, do you know me?
And like, you don't know me, and it scares me because we're related. That's like the road it goes down often.
Oh, yeah. We don't know what either of us have.
No.
So this is going to be a thrill on so many levels.
And I'm excited for your picks because you always have really good, interesting.
Thank you.
Unique.
Likewise. You start.
Okay. I really believe in having a nice hairbrush. And I think that giving someone a nice hairbrush, first of all, they need to be like kind of about their hair or be like a hair person.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't give a person with like problem hair a hairbrush because then you're maybe telling them the wrong message. So
right.
You really need to understand that my gifts are for people that like like are interested in each individual thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then some are like fun messages that you could tell people. But this one specifically is for like if someone's about hair, I think you give them, if you're on a higher budget, a Yves Duriff brush.
Okay.
Or if you're in a midway, you give them a Sheila Stotts Untangle brush.
I just got that brush.
The best brush.
They got the mini one.
I have a regular sized one and I love it.
It's so good. I got it on Amazon. Mm-hmm. My hair colorist, Bianca, told me to get it.
All the hair people use these. The good hair people know what's up. And this is what you'll see at the salon. And don't be put off by the fact that it's like metal, kind of sharp little metal tongs. It actually like detangles very nicely and it has a very good hand. It has a good brush feel.
I'm feeling incredibly validated that you shouted out the brush that I got but a month ago.
Yeah, it's a great brush. I'm about to get probably a new one in the next 6 months because unfortunately, if you do get it wet, the enamel starts kind of peeling off.
Oh.
Or like the seal of the wood starts peeling off. I don't love that, but the brush itself is like still workable. It's more just an aesthetic thing.
Okay.
But maybe I won't because I don't want that brush to float onto Trash Island.
That's true. Okay. This is for the dog lover in your life, and this is weird, but I found this person in the Vietnam on Etsy.
On Etsy from Vietnam?
Yeah.
Love.
So there's this person from Vietnam on Etsy that makes tiny felt puppies.
Oh my God, I was going to recommend this too, but not that woman. I found there was a different woman that I caught wind of, but she's okay. Probably very expensive and this Etsy lady
this
might
not be.
This person
makes pugs too.
Okay.
But I have a tiny Midas.
Can you send her a photo of your dog and she'll make it?
No.
But if like someone just has a like a dog.
She has a ton of different types of dogs.
Like a, you can just do the dog archetype and it still is the same thing. Okay.
So I did this
great.
2 years ago and the tiny Midas that, I mean, it is like 2 inches.
Mm-hmm.
Brings me smiles for days.
When in doubt, just go for like a pet person's pet. Some sort of replica. Like a friend of mine just sent me a little pug felt Christmas ornament and I was tickled.
The best.
Yeah. The woman that I caught wind of years ago, I was doing Michelle Collins' podcast and this woman like called in, I think, or it was when she had her Sirius XM show. And this woman called in, her name is Linda Facci, and she has a company called Facci Designs, and she will actually do a full blown like felt replica of your dog.
That's cool.
Yeah. And that's very cool.
I'm not a tchotchke person. I never thought I'd be here, but I have to tell you, I've gotten this gift for friends. I bought one for myself. It's awesome.
It's a slam dunk. So I love, did you grow up having like Limoges?
What's that?
There are these little French ceramic like boxes.
Okay.
And they were made like, there's Limoges of like every different kind of object. Like you've probably seen them.
Okay.
I'm going to pull some examples up just so you can see and be like, I know about these. Look, like they're like little, like you can get like a mushroom one and it's like a tiny little box. Have you seen these?
Yeah, sure. I've seen the little box type things.
Yeah. So what's great about these is on Etsy, there's like a huge market for Limoges or Limoges or however the hell you say it. And you can get like all sorts of ones on there. And I think if you have like a pug, then going to Etsy and like trying to find like a little pug Limoges is a great move. Or like if you have another kind of recognizable archetype of a dog, that's one way of doing things. Or just searching for like vintage like ceramic of that type of dog and making sure it's not like a weird, ugly one, but like one that has some sort of writing on the bottom or is signed, like, and those range in price. You could get one for like $25. You could get one for like $500. It just depends, searching, but it's cool. And what's great about pugs is they're such like a age old dog that there's tons of just like old, like
classic
little ceramics of them. But I think with the Limoges aspect, if you have like an inside joke with a friend, you can probably find a Limoges about it. Like if
Oh, I like that.
Like I was looking last year and found a sinking Titanic Limoges. I found a 9/11 Limoges. Like you can find a Limoges of anything. And then you get it for your friend. And then they have this cute little antique trinket that could just sit on the bathroom counter or just sit somewhere where they look at it and they think, lol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great. I just also want to say that the little crochet doggies, they run like around $70 to $80.
Nice.
So it's a high ticket item, but they're just my favorite.
They're very, very cute.
Next, something I bought for myself recently that lifted me out of a sad hole, and that is this gorgeous Nikki Kehoe 13.5-inch enamel serving bowl.
Ooh, that's pretty.
So
how big? 13.5-inch?
It's huge.
Okay.
It's pretty substantial.
It's where you put your 9 lemons?
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure. So Nikki Kehoe is this gorgeous design shop on Beverly, and they have a sister shop called Household that's right next door that just has the most amazing, I mean, it's just really.
Is that in this neighborhood?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like a kind of before La Brea.
Okay.
And
dangerous.
Just like a really like one of those fancy, gorgeous interior decor places.
I need that, yeah.
And I had gone there with a friend who was an interior designer who needed to pick something out. And this bowl caught my eye. And I love enamel serving ware. It's really durable. You can put it in the dishwasher. And Nikki Kehoe has their own exclusive collection. This bowl, huge, massive salad bowl, was $36.
It's a good deal.
Great deal. And especially at this fancy shop.
It's a statement bowl.
It's a statement bowl. And they have a whole collection in. It's this green and yellow, like, speckle that just looks so good. I have open shelving in my kitchen, and it just, like, looks cool. And I just think, like, a huge salad bowl is just, like, a...
We're
nice
at the age,
thing.
We're at a bowl age. We've entered our bowl eras.
It. Yeah. I'm Lisa Rinna owning my bowl age so hard because this is the thing that really gave me a boost that week that I really needed. And I want to give that to others. So this, and it's special and it's like really like niche design. So
I love that.
$36.
I love a gorgeous bowl.
A gorgeous bowl.
There's also some gorgeous bowls at Rolling Greens Nursery.
Yes.
Or even like big vase vessels that can be repurposed as like gorgeous countertop bowls.
And if you have a friend who's an interior designer, you can also get a little discount.
You can get the Carrie Bradshaw designer discount.
That's right.
Okay. Since we're moving into like bowl and kitchen territory, I have a couple wrecks up my sleeve.
Okay.
So I'm really wanting to like up my cookware game, but now I've got a bee in my bonnet that I need like copper cookware and nothing else will suffice. And unfortunately, copper cookware is very expensive. But I was like just mindlessly scrolling the internet, and then I found this website that was selling these really beautiful like Japanese hammered copper pots. And I was like, God, that would be such a chic gift to give someone, like if they were into cookware and Japanese design. Not only is it like a statement piece, it's beautiful in the kitchen, but it's something that they would have for years and years and years, because that's like, I think the thing is you buy and cry, but then you always have it. So I think a hammered Japanese cookware pot
How much?
I think it's like $300.
Okay.
So this is like, you're getting this for someone special.
Yeah.
But I mean, they'll look at it and it will always be a beautiful object that they have.
And that's important.
But you can also get, if you're not down to spend like $300 on a hammered Japanese saucepan, I understand. You can get stainless steel ones for like $50. And they're still like,
do we have very a visual?
Like a wooden handle, stainless steel. Yeah, and it that's has a spout on it. And that's just like, for someone that's like cooking, they would like that.
Yeah, and a cute little sauce one like that. That's
And they make them, it's a Yuki pot, or Yukihiri pot is what it's called. So you can get them for like 45 to 50 to a bigger one for 60, or you can go copper and really ball out.
Wow.
So when I was in Japan this year, a friend of mine, we were all eating at a restaurant and they sold these like, or they had with the meal we were eating, wasabi root. And then they had like your own personal, each person had their own personal like wasabi grater. So you would fresh grate your wasabi onto your plate. And they sold these wasabi graters, which I think were made out of like shark skin. And so I'm thinking that for like a very foodie chef person in your life, if you showed up to them with a wasabi grater,
that's major.
They would really,
yeah,
they would really have some respect for you.
Huge.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
And those come in varying sizes. You can get them small, medium, large. I think they're pretty expensive, but sometimes the best things in life cost a buck or two.
That's true. I am including this one because someone, a listener, DM'd me today asking about what tea set I had mentioned on our Goop gift guide haul, because I said, oh, Harney and Sons has a much more affordable option. They've got these great tea sets. This is a linen tea chest. They also have like a more durable tea chest that's three times the price, but it comes with eight different types of tea. It's $27.50, and it is quite the impressive gift. Not to put my mom on blast, but this is what she gets everybody, and it hits every time.
Okay, I love that.
And Harney and Sons is amazing quality teas.
I'm about to make everyone really happy and let them know that the wasabi graters are like 50. I'm finding the shark skin ones for like $50 to $55 on Amazon.
There you go.
And those are for like, I think, a smaller one, but that doesn't matter.
No.
It's not like we look for Japanese, for God's sake. How many times are you like grating wasabi in your home?
I've never done it.
I know. But when you find yourself on hosting a sushi night and then you happen to have a little wasabi grater, you're going to really think of that friend that gave it to you.
It's an essential.
Okay, speaking of sets that are not cheap, I was perusing the offerings at Byredo recently and came across, so they have like their regular perfumes and stuff, but they have this other collection of perfumes that are more like body spray, like you're supposed to spray them directly onto skin, and they're kind of like varying colors. I think they're more like oil based and they're very heady, sensual scents. But they had like a gorgeous wooden box with each of those scents. And I was like, God, that would make such a sexy gift if you're like a rich boyfriend,
yeah,
giving a gift to your gorgeous girlfriend and you really want her to feel good.
That's a great one.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really do much in the world of scents and candles on this list.
That's okay.
But I did include my favorite incense. The brand is called United Other. Do you know this brand?
Mm-mm.
They look like this. Gorgeous packaging. Everything smells amazing.
Ooh,
they're
I
the
like that.
Rope incense. This brand is A+. It starts at $20, but it is just so cool.
Oh, they're rope incense.
Yeah.
I like that.
And they're beautifully colored and everything smells so good. It's like Palo Santo, Yerba Santa, frankincense, cedar leaves, lavender, like all the good stuff.
Do they have a like a little plate that they sell that you can burn them on? Oh yeah,
they have all types of really beautiful incense holders for specifically for rope incense, because obviously that's like a different.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah, and then they have these little, yeah, it's just a great brand. I found it because they carry them at my acupuncturist's little cute shop, Botanarchy. I love these incense and they're a great gift.
That's incense a really good gift. Great
gift, just because I feel like it's not something people tend to buy themselves, but will always use if they have them around.
Mm-hmm. But I think it needs to be a somewhat bougie incense.
Oh, yeah.
You can't be like Nag just giving Champa. Someone like a Nag Champa, Nag Champa, like box and calling it a day. That's not going to work.
No, these are special.
Yeah. I moved into like sleeping territory and like cozy territory. And what I've really been looking for, and I don't know if you know any good recs for this, but like I'm really in the market for cashmere socks.
Ooh.
Like I feel like those are a really good gift. They range, I mean, you can get really expensive one, obviously, but you can also get them for relatively inexpensive for a pair. So that just is something that feels luxurious and cozy. But it's also like not all cashmere socks are created equally. Like I'm looking for like a thick, slouchy, but not like loose.
Right. And nothing that's going to like fuzz off on your toes.
No, I want something that I could wear with like a Birkenstock. Mm-hmm. Or a boot.
A good cashmere sock you could find maybe at like a Saks Off Fifth or like a Nordstrom Rack or something in that world.
Yeah, it's hard for me because my feet are big. So then sometimes like I want it to have the right slouch factor. And
sure.
I can't depend on the slouch factor being aligned with my needs.
That's right. That's true.
So the struggle is real, but I'd stand by cashmere socks being a good gift.
When it comes to cozy life, I have to say the blue weighted throw that we both have is my new obsession. I was so hungover the other day and like just unwell, you know, and you just can't get comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And that weighted blanket saved my life.
I love that.
It's so good.
It's really good. I use it for meditation in the mornings usually because I'll be like chilly. So then I sit in my little chair and put that on my lap and then Tony gets on and it's like a weighted extravaganza.
I just love that it comes in different sizes. I met the founder of Baloo through Sleep Crown because all the cozy sleep entrepreneurs all know each other. Mm-hmm. And that's how we got connected with them. And I'm really impressed with the product.
I love that. Piggybacking on that, I think the Sleep Crown is a great gift.
It is.
Is it sold out right now?
So this morning I was so excited because they did another Elizabeth Traveler restock and I was like, great, for the holidays, perfect. When I went online,
it was already
they
gone.
They were all gone.
That's just what happens.
That's just what happens when something's amazing.
But that one is the perfect size.
The Traveler, yeah. Mm-hmm. And they do have other non-Elizabeth collab Travelers that I think she'll be rolling out for the holidays. You basically just need to like keep an eye on the space and she just is constantly dropping the different sizes. I did get very recently for the regular size, they came out with silk pillowcases.
Oh, I saw that.
I'm thrilled about that.
I know. I like a silk. My only beef with Sleep Crown is that my hair doesn't do well with a Sleep Crown over it. So I have to use it on days when I know that I'm going to be doing like a hair wash.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like if I know I'm going to do a hair wash the next day or just like I'm not going to be just like wake up and go with the hair, mm-hmm. then I can do it. But with a silk sleep crown, you wouldn't have that
exactly
problem. Yeah.
And just a little gift something for the amazing genius two niche listeners, I do have one sleep crown to give away, so at the end of the episode we'll let you know about that.
Exactly. I am big into linen sheets. I think they're the ultimate cozy life hack. And I think giving someone a set of linen sheets is in like a cute colorway.
Yeah. What brand?
I have been ordering from this brand, I Love Linen. It's an Australian company, but their shipping is like incredibly fast. I want to say it's like you get it within 3 days. They're mm-hmm. like at a prime level of shipping and they're always running sales. I feel like I got a king size set for like $200.
That's great.
$220. Like they're always running sales and the fabric stock is really nice.
A linen set is a chic gift. I like that.
And you don't have to go like duvet cover or anything. You just do like the basic sheet set and it's like, it's thoughtful.
Yeah.
It's comfy and they have so many good colors and they even have like gingham. And they have like 3 different gingham color options, I think, right now.
Okay. I'm going to bring it back to the gift for the dog lover in all of us.
Mm-hmm.
This is a artist that my friend Babs introduced me to, who you can commission to do paintings of your animals.
Ooh.
Her name is Carly Beck. And okay, the commissions start at $175 for a 6x6 and go up from there. We're gonna link everything in the show notes, but here's Babs's dog Birdie.
Oh, that's very cute.
And she does dogs and cats and puts them in these sort of like really fun little scenarios. And I'm just obsessed and I love it. I think this is such a as new to the caring about animals realm as I am, this is just the cutest, sweetest gift. So thoughtful.
You can't go wrong by indulging a pet lover in their love for said pet.
No, it's just the best. Like, how cute are these? Hello?
That's very cute. Wait, I love that one.
I know. Can,
do
so
you tell
good.
Her what scenarios you want, yeah. or she decides
she
the scenario?
She'll customize it.
I like that.
Yeah.
It's very, yeah, that's really like charming.
And she did a collab with the Carlisle Hotel. She has like a whole, there's just been a lot of cool stuff that this artist has done. She has like a wallpaper. I mean, there's a lot of good stuff, but she'll do custom portraits. It's very legit.
I think also if you're not in that kind of place of budget, but you want a pet portrait, there's so many people on Etsy and elsewhere that mm-hmm. do watercolor ones.
Yeah.
Like if that's not your chosen aesthetic, like you can go with a watercolor one. I got that for my mom a couple years ago of her cat that she loved. And it turned out so great. It's like one of her favorite things.
It's such a cute gift.
Yeah. And you just get, I just gave this guy like a photo of her cat that we always laughed about. And then he did a watercolor of it and it turned out great.
A plus.
Yeah. Okay. I recently got turned on to this like wellness product or like tech gadget called a NeuroSim. And I'm really intrigued, and this is a gift I would love to give and love to get if I reach like that level of wealth, like because it is 699 euros, so we're not there yet. But basically, it's a handheld device where you can like electroshock therapy yourself.
You hate handhelds, though.
But I like it if you're electroshock therapying yourself. I like delivering a zap to the vagus nerve that could maybe make me less depressed or anxious.
Okay.
Like that has like an actual result. Like I kind of don't believe in the other handhelds that they like have that result. Okay. For face, I don't like a handheld. Right. For brain, I do.
Okay. But it's always good to have like adjust, you know, like clarify.
Yeah, that's for clarity's sake. When it comes to administering electroshock therapy on oneself, I'm all for it. And I think it's a really fun gift to get. And it's an even more fun gift to give because you're like, bitch, you're crazy and you have some problems.
How
like,
much
fix yourself.
What's the price point on something like this?
€6.99 right now.
Okay.
But that makes me feel glad and happy because I feel like if it's like happening in Europe, it's like really legit.
Yeah. And if it's coming in at the price point of €690, then it's as the technology advances, it's only going to get cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe not in this. Popular wisdom would have said that, but who knows where we're at now when it comes to the price gouging of it all.
And I've been looking at these like electrode. I've been interested in like self-administered electroshock therapy devices for a long time. Like I think in 2018, I had a few on my Amazon wish list. Like it's been a long interest of mine. So I'm glad that someone's come along and delivered like the iPod generation one.
Yeah. The time is now.
Yeah.
When it comes to home tech, my high ticket item on today's list, this is my number one thing. I use it every single night, basically starting in October through to the spring. It's just like constantly out and ready to turn on whenever I need to, is my higher dose infrared PEMF mat.
Mm.
It retails for $1,295, but it is truly the best thing. Like I can tell you, I can name maybe like five things in my life that make my day better. And this is one of them.
Do you feel like a vibration or anything?
I use the heat more so than I use the PEMF. Like truly, if I remember to turn it on, I'll use it. And then you can put it on like a relaxation mode. You can put it on like one that will make you more sleepy. You can put one that will give you more energy and you do notice a difference. But I run cold all the time. So I just love at the end of the day laying down on this thing and just like watching TV with a sleep crown and a weighted blanket, a little edible, and I'm just pleased.
I'm in the zone, especially when it starts getting cold at night and cold in the mornings, where I'm like, I want to be warming up either during my workout or like right after. So I'm really in a place of like a hot yoga, hot Pilates, or going to the gym and like sitting in the sauna after. Yeah. But a warm up, huge warm up first thing in the morning is really crucial.
So nice. And pets love it because when it's on like the set, like four setting, it mimics like warm pavement.
Ooh.
So Midas is constantly just gravitating towards the mat.
$1,200 dog bed.
It's so good.
But when you turn on the PEMF, then you kind of get shocked a little bit.
You don't get shocked.
You just get a little jacked.
It just gives you a little bit of like a boost or a little bit of a relax, more so than it already has.
But do you feel like a...
No.
Oh, okay. Because I've done PEMF like at wellness clinics, mm-hmm. where you can turn it up pretty high and it will shock you.
Right.
I basically am wanting to get shocked.
Apparently.
Yeah. And so I like anything that administers some sort of shock. I'm in.
Yeah. No, it's great. And I've said this before on the show. The larger one is pretty big. It takes up a lot of room. I have limited square footage, as we know. I would have probably gotten the smaller one that then you can like use and put on your chair while you're working. And it's just a lot easier to lug around. The big one that I do have is very heavy. And so sort of if it's out, it sort of stays out because it's kind of hard for me to maneuver around by myself.
Yeah, that's a tough.
It's a heavy thing and it takes up room. But if you have the square footage and the muscles, it's for you.
I love that. Manifesting.
It's the best thing. I honestly, I have a lot of things from Higher Dose and they have yet to disappoint me.
What about their red light mask?
I don't have that.
I want that.
I want the Omnilux.
I know. I want that one. I need to know what the best red light mask truly is. And then I want to make some moves. Yeah.
Let us know if any of our niche does. I feel like you guys know.
Yeah.
Tell us.
Omnilux looks really interesting.
I've been using my red light mask again, just the one that's like kind of like clear plastic that has the different lights.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at it.
I'm not mad at it either, but I'm like, it feels not bright enough.
Yeah, I think there's definitely...
I just want to be blasted with something. That's what I'm really coming down to. It's like, I need to feel like change. I need to feel like I've been touched by an angel, either via electroshock therapy or get a blast of satanic red light.
Okay.
Like I want, like on my list, I said a red light therapy device, but I'm thinking like you get a panel, like one of those like industrial panels that you full hang on over the door,
yeah,
and you turn your bathroom into like Event Horizon. Like go big or go home.
It is Britney Spears. Oops.
Shit or get off the pot.
Yeah. Yeah. I just need to know. I need to know like what's the one.
Yeah.
But I'm ready to invest.
I'm all about the red light.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that the beds cost so much money. The red light beds are like $80,000. How can that be?
Where is there a place to go to use them?
There are some places, yeah.
Because I would like to do that before I commit.
There are some places, but not everyone offers them. And I'm thinking it's because they're so expensive.
Yeah.
There's a place on La Cienega called Cryo Healthcare that has one. That place is so janky. But it has good cryo machines. But I'm like, this is like janks giving like janky massage parlor.
I used to be addicted to cryo. Like truly, I would go 4 times a week and I used all my class pass for cryo.
Did it change your life?
Yeah. And then my friend Ambie, who's like a psychic astrologer person, was like, I had a dream that you were doing cryotherapy too much, so if you are, you need to stop. And I was like, I actually am. And so
wow,
I took a break. Yeah,
she saved your life.
I know,
that's powerful.
But when I find something, I commit really hard.
I wanted to get into cryo, but I was like, the barrier to entry was too high for me.
You should try it again.
I've done it twice and I really like it. But what I want to do is the cryo red light combo. And I don't want to just go in some random cryo machine. Like I want to go in like the top of the line, like the really nice one, yeah, at Cryo Healthcare. But it's like, why can't there just be one in the gym? Like I need my gym to build another floor that's just like cryo red light compression boots. And then only allow me to use them.
So you just need like a personal pause studio is what you're saying.
Yeah. I need a wing. I need a health and wellness wing of my house that's just devoted to shocking, heating, and lighting myself.
Makes sense to me. Happy holidays. Okay. I want to talk books for a second.
Okay.
There are 3 on my list. One is Kelly Wurstler. Has a new coffee table book. And I think for any design girly, this is just a great piece to have in the home.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Synchronicity.
It came out
in September. It looks delightful. So that's for your design forward friend. For your drug enthusiast friend, I say Julia Fox, Down the Drain.
Definitely.
Is such a good book, but the only thing is her reading it is so good that maybe you have to like give someone a digital download.
That's a great gift because it doesn't require them to read if they're not a reader, and then they can just listen to it as though it were a podcast.
I loved this book so much.
It was really good.
I missed her now that I finished it. It was just a great story, start to finish. And then for your advanced creative girly, I would say pre-order the new Julia Cameron book that's coming out in January called Living the Artist's Way.
Whoa.
Which I obviously have yet to read, and it could be a full grift because it's like a 6-week version of the 12-week Artist's Way. So, it could be a scam or it could be great. No one knows.
Honestly, genius of her though to be like, 12 weeks too long, try 6.
Exactly.
And buy this book and let
me
know.
Yeah. Right. It's the abridged version. So that is also on my list of books to get or give.
I found a great book that I'm giving to my dad this Christmas because I am like, what do you get the person that has like had everything but now only likes very few things? And so where I go when buying for him is like, I have to get really niche. So I will go on like, last year I went on like varying like collectible sports memorabilia websites to find out if they had like first edition books that were signed and written by sports figures that he really liked. And then I found one by this pitcher for the Yankees that he loved and got him that, and he really liked
it. That's thoughtful.
So like I have to dig deep and go niche, but then this year I don't think I have to go all that niche because I found this book while I was out shopping that's like a Ferrari coffee table book. But okay, it's called Dream in Red, Ferrari by Maggi and Maggi, a photographic journey through the finest cars ever made. It's like a big, nice hardcover coffee table book, $40. And for like a Ferrari enthusiast, I think it's a good gift.
That's a great gift.
Yeah. It's pretty, pretty pictures, facts. And I like, and it's a niche interest and it celebrates a niche interest.
And that says, I see you.
Mm-hmm. I feel you. I know you'll like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love. Another thing that says, nothing says I see you more actually than Think 1994 Museum's Mary-Kate and Ashtray or The Single and Fabulous Ashtray or The When Did Everybody Stop Smoking Ashtray.
That's a great one.
They're all niche as hell and the best gift, and I love our friends over at Think 1994. They are always doing really fun niche pop culture things.
Yeah,
and
I love just their ashtrays.
The ashtray is just a beautiful business venture that they've gotten themselves into.
It's smart.
And I have the Single and Fabulous one and the Mary-Kate and Ashtray, and every time I look down at them, they make me smile.
Important.
Crucial.
I also think that for a recreational smoker or pot smoker, or even just as like a nice decor item, a vintage ashtray is such a cute vibe.
It's great.
And you can find them everywhere. You can even find like vintage Versace ones for not that much money.
Yeah. Or even in like cigar shops.
Mm-hmm.
Like I love a cigar ashtray because they're like so substantial.
Yeah.
I've found some really cool ones.
You can find them from like really nice hotels. Even like if you look on Etsy for like hotel merch from like luxury hotels and then find like vintage luxury hotel merch, that's a really chic and cute gift idea. I found like a great vintage sweatshirt. I went to like the Breakers Hotel in Palm Beach one year, like took my mom there for brunch. And then I was like, I wonder if they have like vintage merch around, and then found a great sweatshirt on Etsy.
Ooh. But Etsy is just.
Love a hotel ashtray.
Etsy is I get excited when I go on Etsy. Mm-hmm. It just sort of, I go, ooh, what am I going to get into over
here?
They
really know what they're doing over there on that website.
Speaking of which, I think this is my final Etsy rec gift guide item, but customized stationery.
Ooh, good one.
I've purchased from this, what are they, an Etsy seller, I guess? Proper ID, please. It's this chinoiserie.
That's great. Wow.
Custom monogrammed. My brain just glitched out so quick. Personalized stationery note cards. I just love the font option. I love the color scheme. I love the whole thing. It's $35. Set of 10. Just, she has a lot of other different patterns. This one's my favorite. Huge fan. Would purchase again. Would give to others. I just feel like bringing note cards back and like little handwritten notes.
It's time. It's time special. To go analog.
Yep.
Agree. I'm going to top my list off with a denim fitting appointment.
Oh.
So I discovered this store in the Valley called Lenny, and they do custom fitted like Levi's, which I think is a brilliant idea. And you can schedule an appointment and they like have all these vintage Levi's and then they literally tailor them to your body based on how you want them to fit. So you can go like loose, straight leg, you can go more tight. But yeah, and they're not like crazy. It doesn't seem like crazy expensive. I think you do like a $55 down payment and then you go in and you decide, you get like a custom fitted pair of jeans.
I want to do that.
Yeah. And I think if you wanted to do that for a friend, like if you found, I feel like there has to be a good denim tailor in every city, mm-hmm. but like giving someone like a gift certificate to get stuff tailored could be a really good gift.
That's a great gift.
Because like it's a luxury feeling. Also, it's like needs to be a person that's into that. You can't just like give your slob friend a tailoring gift. That's not going to play well. But like, it's like a luxury thing to go have a fitting and then like get a bunch of shit tailored. And then maybe they'll just, if you'll break the seal for their tailoring, but then they'll get everything tailored. They'll look so good.
I love it.
Yeah.
This is not tailoring. It's actually like probably on the way other side of the spectrum, but these coasters from Edie Parker Flower, which are normally the Edie Parker's acrylic items tend to run really pricey. These, however, are a very affordable option at $40. And I have them myself. And I just think, who's buying themselves chic coasters? I mean, I bought myself chic coasters, but...
But it's like an afterthought.
It's a great gift. And obviously, Edie Parker has a lot of other ones that are a little bit more on the pricey side that I do really like, but I like that this one is like at the price point that it's at. But they have like these copper acrylic ones for $75. Their trays are gorgeous. The whole thing. I just love what they're doing over there.
I love a tray. Add that to like the bowl era. Mm-hmm. I'm in a tray era too.
Yeah. I have this one.
Oh, I like that.
It's great. Big fan. But also that's another like acrylic wares. That's another thing to scoot on over to Etsy for.
Mm-hmm. Or just like vintage trays in general. Yeah. You can find a lot of good ones there.
Yeah. I was inspired by the menorah and the goop one.
Mm-hmm.
So I found an inexpensive menorah on Etsy for $23 that I thought was like pretty cool.
Ooh.
Ceramic, minimalist, oh, mellow.
Yeah, very minimalist.
You could probably make one at home, but nonetheless, I think great. And then for a high ticket menorah from Susan Alexandra.
Oh, I like that.
We have a dirty martini fused glass. Really campy.
That's really,
really
cute.
Fun. $325.
You're going to have it for the rest of your life.
The rest of your life.
Yeah.
And you use it for 8 days straight once a year.
That's a great investment. Truth be told.
I think so too.
Mm-hmm.
There, I had a lot
Jewish
of fun.
Jewish and fabulous, exclamation point.
Exclamation point. Had a lot of fun seeing what was out there in the world, and those were my top two, like a high-low.
I love that. I also think, like, getting, like, a pair of, like, nice vintage candlesticks for someone on Etsy will take you far.
Definitely. And then I really like the idea of getting people art supplies. I just feel like it's niche and specific, but there's this brand Art Life Practice that sort of puts together these art kits that are geared more towards adults. Mm-hmm. And they have a colored pencil roll that retails for $72. But I think you could go to Blick, you can go to wherever, and just like giving someone like a fun little set so that they can just like create and have a moment, I think is
like a watercolor set.
Yeah, a watercolor
really
set, charcoal pencil. Like, you know, even a friend of mine gave me a whole set of colored pens and it made my day. So I just love the idea of, and that can, you know, range from really inexpensive to something a little bit more higher end. But I'm a big, like I said, we're for a creative cozy girly this year.
Mm-hmm. I love that. A+ gifts all around.
I think so. I'm feeling the boost of that one gets when giving and receiving while just talking about it.
Mm-hmm. I'm Who excited knew? About it.
Who knew?
So we'll link everything in the description of the episode.
Okay, so for this Sleep Crown Elizabeth Traveler giveaway, I think what we would love, if you were to gift Laura and I anything and for this sweet little show Too Niche, it's to tell your friends about it. So help us spread the word. Share an episode that you love on your stories, tag us, and then you'll be entered to win. It's as simple as that. Just like let your friends know about the show. Show us that you've done that. And then we'll pick somebody at random to win a sleep crown.
Yeah. You have
sold
a week
out sleep
and
crown.
We will announce the winner on next week's episode.
We sure will. So thank you guys so, so much for tuning in today. You're the best.
Until next time.
Stay niche.
Bye.
Too Niche is created and hosted by Laura Marie Shainhalls and me, Elizabeth Cott.
Today's episode was edited by AJ Mosley. If you loved today's episode, please give us a 5-star A+ rating in Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast audio. And be sure to subscribe so that you never miss an episode. And be sure to smash the follow on Instagram and TikTok at this_is_too_niche.
One of my favorite big ticket investment items is from Higher Dose. From infrared sauna blankets to PEMF mats, their science-backed tech helps you sweat and recharge and glow like never before. I am such a fan. I truly lie on my PEMF mat every night. I also love my sauna blanket. They are just incredible items. And because you're a Too Niche listener, you get 15% off your order with code NICHE15 at checkout. So head over to higherdose.com, use code NICHE15, and elevate your wellness routine today.